November 26, Christ accessible through His Spirit. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. John 16:7. Christ said, it is expedient for you that I go away. No one could then have any preference because of his location or personal contact with Christ. The Savior would be accessible to all alike, spiritually, and in this sense he would be nearer to us all than if he had not ascended on high. Now all may be equally favored by beholding him and reflecting his character. The eye of faith sees him ever present in all his goodness, grace, forbearance, courtesy, and love. And as we behold, we are changed into his likeness. It is impossible for any of us by our own power or our own efforts to work this change in ourselves. It is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which Jesus said he would send into the world, that changes our character into the image of Christ. And when this is accomplished, we reflect as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. That is, the character of the one who thus beholds Christ is so like his that one looking at him sees Christ's own character shining out as from a mirror. Imperceptibly to ourselves, we are changed day by day from our ways and wills into the ways and will of Christ, into the loveliness of his character. Thus we grow up into Christ and unconsciously reflect his image. Enoch kept the Lord ever before him, and the inspired word says that he walked with God. He made Christ his constant companion. He was in the world and performed his duties to the world, but he was ever under the influence of Jesus. He reflected Christ's character, exhibiting the same qualities in goodness, mercy, tender compassion, sympathy, forbearance, meekness, humility, and love. His association with Christ day by day transformed him into the image of him with whom he was so intimately connected. Day by day he was growing away from his own way into Christ's way, the heavenly, the divine, in his thoughts and feelings. His was a constant growth, and he had fellowship with the Father and the Son. This is genuine sanctification.